Welcome to Conversation Den. I'm your host, Paper, and that's your host, Simon, over there. Say hi, Simon.
My name is Paper. This is Identity Theft!
And then we got a new host. Not really new host, he's just a guest. Say hi, guest.
It's Child!
It's Child!
Your name is Guest, though.
No, it's
guest.
Child. Say hi, Child.
Hi, I'm Child. We had to take this 4 more times attention thing.
That's fine! Shh!
They had to give me jazz hands more than once, and it was very uncomfortable.
have to get used to that if you're gonna be here.
Yeah, if you want to be here. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm always here. Anyway.
Yeah, you might hear him a few more times, but he's not gonna be a regular host. At least not yet. Maybe in the future.
Vote for it in the comments section.
Vote for it.
Like a podcast, and then I might be part of your normal, regular, narrative.
Okay, if you actually like Child on the podcast, email us at, conversationdenofficial, no spaces, and no capitals, actually, no, maybe the first letter is capitalized. Good luck! Today, we will be reading the B-movie script. The rules go as follows. Each one of us will, call one character, and then after that, we'll be taking turns reading.
I call Barry B. Benson.
Just, it'll go me, Simon, Child, and then Paper, and then we'll just go in a circle. And
okay, where's
despite the characters that are called, when we do
can
a
we,
new character, when we, do a new character, whoever's turn it is to read, we'll just take that character on for ever and ever. Stop showing.
That's a Shota, man. I don't need to see Shotas.
Alright, let's get started
can
with
I call
this
Barry
train
B. Benson,
wreck. Absolutely. Fine, call your characters now.
I call Barry B. Benson.
Narrator, you.
Okay.
Be Janet.
Be Janet!
All of the other characters, because...
This has to be full of bee puns, okay? I want it to be full of bee puns.
Well, okay,
it's
fine.
It's literally the B movie script. Of course it's filled... Okay, pick a character. Or do you not care?
I'm the narrator.
No,
he's the narrator.
I'm the stuff written in parentheses.
Everything.
He's gonna be the guy... Okay.
He's gonna be telling us
gonna
the,
be
actions.
The actions. Yeah.
Alright, good
okay.
Good luck.
Can I get a better...
Absolutely not.
Black screen with text. The sound of buzzing bees can be heard.
According to all known laws of aviation, there is no way a bee should be able to fly. Its wings are too small to get its fat little bodies off the ground. The bee, of course, flies anyway because bees don't care about what humans think is impossible.
Barry's picking out his shirt.
Yellow, black, yellow, black, yellow, black. Yellow, black, yellow, black. Ooh, black and yellow. Let's shake it up a little.
It's you.
It's your turn.
No.
Read.
Fine, I'll take Janet. Barry, breakfast is ready.
Coming. Hang on a sec.
Barry uses his antenna like a phone.
Hello.
Through phone.
Barry?
Adam?
Can you believe this is happening?
I can't. I'll pick you up.
Barry flies down the stairs.
Looking sharp. Use the stairs. Your father paid good money for those.
Sorry, I'm excited.
Here's the gratitude. Here's the graduate. We're very proud of you, son. A perfect report card. It's all bees.
Very proud.
Rubs Barry's hair.
Ma, I got a thing going on here. You got lint in your fuzz. Ow, that's me.
Love to us. We'll be in row... Give me a sec. 118,000. Bye.
Barry flies out the door.
Barry, I told you, stop flying in the house.
Barry drives through the hive and is waved by Adam, who is reading a newspaper.
Hey, Adam!
Hey, Barry!
Adam gets in Barry's car.
Is that fuzz gel?
A little special day graduation.
Never thought I'd make it.
Adam, oh wait, Barry pulls away from the house and continues driving.
Three days of grade school, 3 days of high school.
Those were awkward.
3 days of college. God, I took one day and hitchhiked around the hive.
You did come back different.
Barry now passed by Artie, who is jogging. Hi, Barry.
Artie, growing a mustache? Looks good.
Hear about Frankie?
Yeah.
Going to funeral?
No, I'm not gonna go to his funeral. Everybody knows stinging someone is someone you die. You don't waste it on a squirrel. Such a hothead.
I guess he could have just gotten out of the way.
The car does a barrel roll on the loop-shaped bridge that lands on the highway.
I love this incorporating an amusement park into our regular day.
I guess that's why they say we don't need vacations.
Barry parallel parks the car, and together they fly over the graduating students playing pomp and circumstance.
Boy, quite
a little. It's my turn. Boy, quite a bit of pomp under the circumstances.
Barry and Adam sit down on their hats. Sit down and put on their hats.
Well, Adam, today we are men.
We are.
Be men.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Barry and Adam both have a happy spasm. Pomp and circumstance.
That's just... I call announcement. Read the circumstances ends.
I did.
Oh, okay. Students, faculty, distinguished bees, please welcome Dean Buswell.
Welcome, New Hive OT graduating class of 915. That concludes our ceremonies and begins your career at Honex Industries. Will we pick our job today?
Adam and Barry get into the tour bus.
I heard it's just orientation.
Tour buses rise out of the ground and the students are automatically loaded onto the buses.
Heads up! Here we go!
Keep your hands and antennas inside of the tram at all times. Wonder what it'll be like.
A little scary.
Welcome to Honex Division of Honesco and part of the Hentagon Group. This is it.
Wow.
The bus drives down the road. On either side of the bees, massive, complicated honey-making machines.
We all know that you, as a bee, have worked your whole life to get to this point where you can work for your whole life. Honey begins when our valiant pollen jocks bring the nectar to the hive, and our top secret formula is automatically color corrected, scent adjusted, and bubble contoured into this soothing sweet syrup with its distinctive golden glow that you all know as
loading
honey.
Wow.
The guy's been collecting honey into a bottle, and she throws it into a crowd, and the bus is caught by a girl in the back.
That girl was hot.
She's my cousin!
She is?
Yes, we're all cousins!
Right. You're right.
At Honex, we consistently strive to improve every aspect of bee existence. These bees are stress testing a new helmet technology.
The bus passes by a bee wearing a helmet who is being smashed into the ground with fly swatters, newspapers, and boots. He lifts a thumbs up, but you can hear him groan.
What do you think he makes?
Not enough. Here we have our latest advancement, the Krellman.
They pass by a turning wheel with a bee standing on pegs, who they are each wearing a finger-shaped hat.
Wow. What does that do? It catches that sweet strand of honey that hangs after you pour it. Saves us millions.
Can it work on Carolman?
Of course. Most bees' jobs are small ones, but the bees know that every small job, if it's done well, means a lot. But choose carefully, because you'll stay in the job that you pick for the rest of your life.
Everyone claps except for Barry.
The same job for the rest of your life? I didn't know that.
What's the difference?
You'll be happy to know that bees are a species haven't had one day off in 27 million years.
Wow.
Loading.
Very upset.
So you'll just work us to death? We'll sure try.
Everyone in the bus laughs. Barry and Adam are walking back home together.
It's your turn.
Wow, that blew my mind.
What's the difference? How can you say that? One job forever? That's an insane choice to make.
I'm relieved. How we only have to make one decision in life?
But Adam, how could they never have told us that?
Why would you question anything? We're bees. We're the most perfectly functioning society on Earth.
You ever think maybe things work a little too well here?
Like what? Give me one example.
Barry and Adam stop walking, and it's revealed to all the audience that hundreds of cars being by and narrowly missing them in perfect unison.
I don't know, but you know what I'm talking about.
Please clear the gate. Royal Nectar Force on approach.
Wait a second, check it out!
The pollen jocks fly in, circle around, and landing in a line.
Hey, those are pollen jocks!
Wow, I've never seen them this close.
They know what it's like to go outside the hive.
Yeah, but some don't come back.
Hey, jocks! Hi, jocks!
The pollen jocks hook up their backpack machines that pump up nectar to trucks, which drive away.
You guys did great. You're monsters. You're sky freaks. I love it.
Punching the pollen jocks in joy.
I love it. I wonder where they were.
I don't know. Their day's not planned outside the hive. Flying who knows where, doing who knows what. You can't just decide to be a pollen jock. You have to be bred for that.
Right.
Barry and Adam are covered in some pollen that floated off the pollen jocks.
Look at that. That's more pollen than you and I will ever see in our lifetime.
Please stand by. We are loading.
Ooh, woo.
It's just a status symbol. Bees make too much of it.
Perhaps, unless if you're wearing it, and the ladies see wearing it.
Barry waves the two girls standing a little away from them.
Those ladies, aren't they our cousins too?
Distant.
Look at these two.
A couple of hive Harrys.
Let's have fun with them.
It must be so dangerous being a pollen jock. Yeah, once a bear pinned me up against a mushroom and had one paw in my throat, and with the other, he was slapping me.
Slaps Adam with his hand to represent his scenario.
Oh my!
I never thought I would knock him out.
Hey, that was my line.
Girl B1 looking at Adam.
What were you doing during all this?
Obviously, I was trying to alert the authorities.
I can autograph that.
The pollen jocks walk up to Barry and Adam. They pretend that Barry and Adam are really pollen jocks.
A little gurdy out there.
Gusty
out there today, wasn't it, comrades?
Yeah, gusty.
We're hitting a sunflower patch 6 miles from here tomorrow.
6 miles, huh?
Barry!
It's a puddle jump for us, but maybe you're not up for it.
Maybe.
Maybe I am.
You are not. We're going to 0900 at G Gate. What do you think, Buzzy Boy? Are you B enough?
I might be. It all depends on what 0900 means.
The scene cuts to Barry looking out of the Hive City from the balcony at night.
Hey, Onyx!
Dad, you surprised me.
You decide what you're interested in?
Well, there's a lot of choices, but you only get one. Do you ever get bored of doing the same job every day?
Son, let me tell you something about steering. You grab that stick, and you just move it around. And you stir it around. You get yourself in, maybe into a rhythm. It's a beautiful thing. And sorry, that's all the time we have.
No, it is. No! Can we do another one?
No,
Well, of course we're going to do another one.
We're going to do another episode of this, but we're going to cut it out here.
Wait, I wanted to do that.
This is part one.
I'm going to get a butt tattoo. And then start calling everybody dog.
Okay, that made no sense. We're going to do that. We're going to do that next episode. Hopefully you listen to this. Hopefully you'll listen to our next one.
Yeah, follow us on all of our devices. Obviously the one that you're listening on. But hey, if you're a real fan, listen to us on the other ones. We got Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and a bunch more. So just keep an eye out for us. And thanks for listening.